Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today's weather across Israel brings warm and sunny conditions in Tel Aviv and Haifa, with pleasant breezes in Jerusalem. Those in Eilat can expect clear skies, perfect for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports that Iraq demands answers about a claim that Israel has set up a secret base in the desert, with Iraqi parliament summoning defense and interior ministers earlier this hour. Also, I-24 News informs us that the IDF carried out overnight operations in southern Lebanon, and the IRGC has issued threats against U.S. bases and ships following attacks on Iranian tankers. Also this hour, Times of Israel reports that Iranian conservationists are working to preserve heritage sites damaged during the conflict, including several UNESCO World Heritage Sites. Separately, Ynet states that Qatar is actively mediating an Iran deal as Tehran continues to threaten U.S. interests over recent tanker strikes, with high-level discussions taking place in Miami. And finally, from Forward, the man responsible for a deadly firebombing attack on an Israeli hostage march in Boulder, Colorado last year, has been sentenced to life in prison. Reaction has been swift on social media. Jerusalem Center for Security and Foreign Affairs posted minutes ago that former Mossad chief Oded Ayalam is calling on Iranians to target regime positions as part of an intelligence strategy. Ynet Global reports just now that two young men harassed a Haredi man in London, filming the incident for TikTok in an ultra-Orthodox neighborhood. Seth Franzman, a Middle East analyst, noted earlier that recent events might have significant impacts in Iraq. Let's go deeper. Starting with Iraq, the Walla report has sparked a political storm. Iraqi lawmakers are pressing their ministers for clarity on the allegation of an Israeli base. This highlights regional tensions and the potential for diplomatic fallout. Turning to the IDF's overnight operations, I-24 News reveals these actions come amid rising threats from the IRGC. The military activities underscore the volatility between Israel and Hezbollah, with broader implications for U.S. interests in the region. Meanwhile, Times of Israel's coverage on Iran's heritage sites shows the cultural cost of conflict. Efforts to protect these sites reflect a struggle to preserve national identity amidst ongoing tensions. Connecting to Qatar's mediation efforts, Ynet's report outlines how diplomatic talks aim to de-escalate military threats. This initiative could stabilize the region, pending successful negotiations. Finally, considering the Boulder attack, Forward's report on the sentencing serves as a stark reminder of the global reach of conflict-related violence. It highlights the need for vigilance and justice in diaspora communities. On the economic front, first, Globes reports that WhatsApp founder Jan Koum has donated $200 million to Jerusalem's Shaare Zedek Hospital, which will be renamed in his honor. Separately, Mariv Business announces that Nvidia is set to establish a new office tower in Yokneam, marking a strategic investment by the BST Group and Melisron. And finally, Walla Business reveals that the Israeli government plans to provide financial relief to mortgage holders, with monthly payments of 1,000 shekels expected to be approved soon. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 2 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.